We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of Amud, on top line. Amar Rav Chanan and Barava, Hani Hizmi Vehigi, these different type of thorns, Mipsachim Hu, you can use it for Schach, they're not Makabal Toma, they're not a food, and they grow from the ground, therefore they're kosher for Schach, and now I use them as Schach. Abaya Omar, for Hizmi, a thorn called the Hizmi Vesachinim, that doesn't, the leaves don't fall off that, the branches don't break off, no twigs break off. Behigi, a thorn called the higi bush, there, little twigs fall off. You can't use the peschach. Why not? Night timer. Since the leaves fall off, shavik love and afik. You're going to leave the sukkah because it's going to ruin your food. Stuff are dripping into your food. And you're going to leave your sukkah. Similar to what we had before, the Gemara before this that we ended yesterday's share was that something smells, you're going to leave. Somebody smells, you're going to leave, so therefore, it's not good. And we spoke out that the Mishulchan Aruch passes like the Shittas HaRosh and the Rambam, that's only Lechatchilo, but the Eved, it's Kosher, because really Kosher is Chach. Just, there's a Chash, you might leave the Sukkah, so the Midrabanan, they pass it, it says it's no good. And there's actually an Afkamina between the two reasons, the two problems there. One problem is that it smells, which we say it's also to use Midrabanan. The other problem is that it drips into the Sukkah. So nafkamina is like this. Could you use this type of material for the walls? If the pshat is out smelling, even for the walls is possible, because you're going to leave a sukkah with smelling. But if it drips off twigs, that's not a problem. It's on the walls. It's not going to fill into your food. So there, it's not a problem. That would be nafkamina with the two type of materials. One will be kosher for a wall, one not. The Ran speaks out that the case of Sari Rechai, he says, Huadin, by defano, it's a problem. By walls, it's a problem. Something that smells, it's a problem for a wall also. I'm going to give them a wrap. Now I'm going to go back to continuing the sugya of bundles. We learned on Dr. Dvei's that you're not going to be mesachich with a bundle. You're not going to use a bundle for schach because of xeris oitzer. I'm going to give them a wrap. Hayafkusha de dikla. This dekel that's tied on the bottom, mesachinim buhu. You're allowed to use it for schach. So there's like a palm, out of the bottom of a palm tree come out these shoots, and it's on the bottom it's attached. So it's really like a bundle. So are you allowed to use this for schach? So Rav Gidom Rav says that Hayafkusa Diklam Sachinavu, you could use it for schach. Va'afagav da agidi eged, va'afagav da igidi, even though it's tied, so it's a bundle, you know, I'll use a bundle for schach. Zach the Gemara, eged v'dei shemayim lo yishmei eged. Something that's tied mishemayim is not called an agad. That's not called an agad. But, and the reason is simple, because the whole chash is exeris oitzer, something that's tied min shemayim is not a simon that I'm using it for oitzer. I don't dry it out that way. This is the way it was created, tied up. So look, it's not a bundle. So eged b'shmei shemayim is not called the eged. And even though these branches that are attached naturally from the bottom, I really want to tie them from the top as well. B'dei adam, I want to tie it. Why? Because like Rashi says, it's going to be spreading all over the place. It won't cover the sukkah well. So I'll tie the top. Even though I tie the top now, it's not a problem of eged. Even though you go ahead and tie the top, eged b'chad l'shmei eged. Eged, partially eged, is not a problem of being tied. That's not a problem. It's only called a bundle if it's completely tied. B'dei adam, not b'dei shemayim. A similar Gemara, Om Rav Chista, Om Rav Bina Bar Shila, Hani Dukri Dekoni. These reeds, they're attached to the bottom, and on top they spread all different directions. Even though they're tied on the bottom. Eged, Deshemayim, Lishmei Eged. If something is tied, Deshemayim, naturally tied, that's not called an Eged, and it's not a Gzera of Gzeris Oitza. Even though you go ahead yourself, and you tie it on the top, eged b'chad l'shmei eged. That's not called the eged. That's not called the eged. Tayin amahachi. Bring a raya from a braisa to this yisoid that eged b'shemayim is not called the eged, even though you tie it yourself. Tayin amahachi. Konim v'dekronim m'sachim b'ham. You're allowed to use reeds and shoots to be used for schach. Konim pshita, of course, reeds are a pasha. That's not mekabel tumah, it's gross on the ground. What's the chiddush? Which means konim that grow b'derech dukronim, which means they're shoots and they're tied on the bottom. These can be used for schach, even though they're tied on the bottom. But since they're tied naturally, they're attached naturally. It's not called a bundle. So that's the pshat lemaisa. They allow to use a bundle of schach that's attached naturally. It's not a problem of gzeiras chavilim that we had before, and that we based the mishnah that chavile kasha chavile etzivinala are used for schach. That's only something I tied myself. and therefore looks like I'm putting it up to dry, and it's Xeris Oitzer. Masha'inkein, something that's tied on the bottom naturally is not a problem. If I go ahead and tie it on top, it will not be a problem. Once you mention a memra from a chista, Amravina Bar Shila, we said something from him about sukkah. So we decided we're going to bring down something about maror also, even though it has no shaykhs of sukkah, but it's the same people saying it over. Amrav chista, Amravina Bar Shila, hani merisa de agma. Maror that comes from agam. Rash is chazera, certain type of lettuce, swamp lettuce. Odom yetze behem yedei chavasa pesach. You're allowed to be. Use it for maror. You're allowed to use it for maror. Now we know in the Mishnah and Psachim it says there's five type of maros. There's and one of them is chazeres. And so we're saying pashtus means that this maris the agma, this chazeres from the agam from the swamp is counted as chazeres. There's a little problem here because the Gemara there pashtus says that anything that has all the conditions of maror can be used for maror. Even dafka those five minim. So what's the Gemara Shaila? This has the condition of Mara, that it's a little bit sharp, it's this, so then it's good. So what's the Shaila in the Gemara? So those Shitas, the Rishayim speak out, it's Shaila, Mitzvah Amufcha to use those five, as we know, the order of the five Mara, the first one's the best, second one's second the best. So we want to know, is it Mitzvah Amufcha to use a Chazeres, a lettuce that comes from an Agam? So he says, yes, it's called chazeres. Chazeres from the swamp is called regular lettuce. This is a Mishnah in Nega'im, where there's a halacha when you purify the mitzvah, you take an ezav, you dip it into the dam and the blood and the water there, and you spritz it on him. And we know ezav is already a lashon already by Karm Pesach and Parshas Boy, and you have this same lashon by Parah Adumah. Like upon him, what's an ezav exactly? Ezav, it is a type of stalk that's called ezav, and so it says it has to be this type of ezav, like ezav yoin, or there's a gersel like ezav yavan. It can't be a Greek ezav, veloy ezav kochli, can't be a blue ezav, veloy ezav midbari, it can't be a ezav from the desert, like ezav roimi, not a Roman ezav. It has to be stam ezav. We call this in Hebrew ezav. That's the thing you gotta use. Like call Ezav Shoshim Levi, any Ezav that has another name to it, it's an Ezav, you know, so and so, that's no good. It has to be just plain Ezav. That's what it says in this Braisa. So the Kasha is, how are you allowed to use Chazeres for Maror? This is Chazeres the Agma, Chazeres of the Agam, Chazeres of a swamp, not plain Chazeres. And the Mishnah says plain Chazeres. So how are you allowed to use that? You see, from Ezav, it has to be Ezav itself and not something that has Shem Levi. So the Gemara by Omabaya, by the Torah is like this. We have two truths from this Kasha. Omabaya calls the Shtana Shmoy Koy the Matan Torah. Anything that has different names for Matan Torah, for example, Ezav. Before Matan Torah, there are all different type of Ezavs. There's Ezav Plain, Ezav Yoin, Ezav Kochli, Ezav Medvari, and the Torah said Lakach the Ezav. So we know it has to be Dafka Ezav, not a different type of thing. Omabaya calls the Shtana Shmoy Koy Matan Torah. Ubas Torah Kvi Dola Biyadu Asheres Lo Shem Levi Bahani. And Chazeres, before Matan Torah, there was no different type of Chazeres. Everything was just plain Chazeres. Therefore, when the Torah says Maror, it includes this type of Chazeres as well. So Abayi's Torah says that it's only a problem if the Torah is excluding other things. But here, it's not excluding other things. That's not a problem. Rav Amar different Torahs. Rav Amar, Hani Marisa Stam Shemayu. This Chazeres is called plain Maror. But I had to call him Rista Agma, that they were calling it Maror of Agam, which is the lettuce of the Agam, which is Mishtakach Ba'agma, because it's found over there, but it's not a different min. It's not a different species of Chazeres, and therefore, you could use it for Maror, and it's not a problem. There's another thing about Ravai. When we go back to bundles, again, we learned in the Mishnah before that a bundle is not Kosher V'Schach. You take a bundle of bamboo, and you put it on top of your Schach, that might be good, because you don't dry it out. But a bundle of Kash, or bundles, it's something that you usually dry out. They put it on top of your sukkah. That is a problem of Gezeras Chavalim, Gezeras Oitzer. So, Shalaz, what's called the agad? How many branches are called the agad? I'm Rav Chista. Eged v'chad lo shmei agad. If you take one branch and you tie it with a string, that's not called the agad. That's pashut. Shloisha, three branches together, shmei agad. That's called the agad. What about shnayim? Two branches together. Is that called a bundle or not? Shnayim. Machloikis of Yosef Rabbanon. Machloikis of Yosef Rabbanon. That's none. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah Again, by Parah Aduma also, you spritz on the person with the Ezeif. What's called the Ezeif? So we learn out from Velkachtem Agudas Ezeif that it says by Parashas Bo, they need Agudas Ezeif, Aguda. So therefore, we know it has to be more than one Ezeif. So Mitzvah's Ezeif, Shloisha Klochim, three stems, Ovehem Shloisha Gevalim. And in them, there are three branches, which means three branches, because it's a stem with a branch, with three branches is the Ezeif. That's what the Tarakama says. Three branches is a bundle of Ezeif. Rabbi Yisrael, Mitzvah Ezeif Shloisha Gevalim. The Mitzvah is three. V'shiyarav, but let's say one fell out, after you start spritzing, one fell out, it's a kosher anyway, v'shiyarav shnayim, and leftover is two. V'gardumav, and the derech is, when you spritz, they start cracking off. And all you're left with stumps. V'gardumav kolshu, if you have three stumps, even if it's a kolshu, it's kosher. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So the Rabbanan say, mitzvah is three. Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah is three, and leftover is two. Now, we know Rav Chista said that two is a machlekes, if it's called the egeranat. So what would you say? You would say that Rabbanan hold three is ma'akev. And Rabbi Yossi holds two is called the eged. Because he says shiarav shnayim is good. And he's arguing with Tanakama. Must be Tanakama holds shiarav is no good. So kazaka da'itach with the shiarav shnayim. Chlas nam shnayim. That if leftover two is good enough, probably two also b'di'ev is good. The highly tanya shloisha, that Rabbi Yossi said shloisha is a mitzvah. And when Rabbi Yossi says shloisha is a mitzvah. If Rabbi Yossi says shloisha is only a mitzvah, three is only lichatchila. And two is with the Eved. The Rabbanon must hold three is Mamish. What's Machlekes? We're on hold that the three is Ma'akev. The Rabbanon Shloish La'akev. So that's how we're learning right now the Machlekes. Rav Chista says that if you bundle two things together, it's Machlekes Reis Rabbanon. We're saying right now, if you're Rabbanon, it's not an Eged. If you're Rabbi Yossi, it is an Eged. Pray to Gemara, but I'll show you Rabbi Yossi holds that two is not an Eged. Vatanya Yossi Omer, Ezoiv Tchilos Shnayim. If you start off with two, Vishyorav Echad, or a case where you started off with three, and you landed up with one, it fell out, it's possible. The ainah kosher is not kosher actually to lose the shloish. So you need at least three for starters. And the shiarav shnayim, and one falls out, you have to have at least two. So what do you see? You see Rabbi Yossi holds that three is ma'akev. Ainah kosher until you have three. So what's the machlekes then? The Rabbanon also need three. So you have to say the opposite. Eipach. Rabbi Yossi shloish la'akev. Rabbi Yossi three is ma'akev. The Rabbanon shloish to the mitzvah. If you're Rabbanon, three is the mitzvah. If you're Rabbanon, even if you start off with two, but the evidence kosher. And Vatanya, we tackle into the Brisa like that, because the Brisa says, Vatanya, Ezov, Tchilosoi Shnayim, if you start off with two, or Shiarav Echo, if we left over with one, it's kosher. It's kosher. It has to be Rabbanon, because the Rabbis hold not like this. So this has to be Rabbanon. It says clearly, Tchilosoi Shnayim is kosher. It's not possible until you start off with one or shiarav one. Very thing about shiarav apostle, I'm shiarav kosher. You said that if you start off with two and you left over with one, it's kosher. So I can say actually tchilos of shiarav echad, they're both apostle. Ella, we mean it like this. Ella ima tapi yigimah beis. Ella ima actually tchilos like shiarav echad. And the only time it's possible is if the tchilos is like shiarav, which means only left with one. So kaponim will come out like this: that three is called eged, two is the machlokes of Yosef Rabbanon. If you're Rabbanon, it's called the Eged. If you're Yosef, it's not called Eged. And one is Zichah, not called Eged. And like we explained, if you're Rabbanon, by Parah Aduma, even if you start off with two, but the evidence kosher, according to Rabbi Yosef, if you start off with two, it's not kosher. Only if you start off with three and left with two, is it kosher.